St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The president expected to address the problem-plagued rollout of Obamacare tomorrow during a White House event. Elsewhere, a source tells the AP that J.P. Morgan Chase & Company is going to pay $13 billion in a proposed settlement with the government over mortgage securities. Here's SRN's Ken Lorman.
A person familiar with negotiations between the federal government and J.P. Morgan Chase says the bank has tentatively agreed to pay that amount to settle allegations surrounding the quality of mortgage-backed securities it sold in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis. The person says the tentative settlement was negotiated Friday night and does not extend to a criminal investigation of the bank's conduct that is being handled by federal prosecutors in California.
And same-sex marriage becomes legal tomorrow morning in New Jersey by order of the courts. This is SRN News.
A few years after Al Gore invented the Internet, somebody invented email. After we figured out how to use it
and not use it,
somebody invented Facebook. Then Twitter. It seems like the more things that get invented, the farther apart we become. What happened to one-on-one communication where one person talks,
another listens,
and sometimes can actually call in and respond? What happened to that? That's right. It's been here all along. It's talk radio. And here you are. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
I run a small business. For me, time really is money. So I got all my paperwork and computer files organized in one place with the Neat digital filing system. What used to take me an hour now takes less than a minute. I'm saving time and money at work and at home, too.
Whether you're running a business or just trying to run your life better, Neat is the best way to organize all your statements, invoices, receipts, recipes, every document in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. Now you can try the Neat digital filing system for free just by calling 1-800-944-5732. The Neat scanner and software do all the work for you, organizing all your documents so you can find anything you want in just seconds, just by typing one word.
The Neat system is super easy to use. There's nothing else like it.
Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-944-5732. That's 1-800-944-5732. 1-800-944-5732.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Each one takes over 400 hours to create, but just seconds to appreciate. Come see the amazing line of Parmigiani timepieces at Wicks and Jewelers Watch Fair Friday and Saturday. Parmigiani watches are handcrafted and feature precious or semi-precious stones. With only a few thousand pieces produced worldwide, this may be your only opportunity to get your hands on one. Talk to manufacturer's reps and enjoy refreshments as you preview limited edition pieces from Patek Philippe, Panerai, Jaeger-LeCoultre, Baume & Mercier. Be among the first to see Wixen's latest edition, the legendary Tudor Collection. Trade in, trade up. Wixen's will offer special pricing, and they'll pay the sales tax for these 2 days only. Wixen Jewelers Annual Watch Fair, Friday 10 to 8 and Saturday 10 to 5. Wixen Jewelers, just off 35W at 99th and Lindale in Bloomington. Online at wixenjewelers.com, a veteran-owned business.
I'm Drew Brees, and being a dad means the world to me. And one of the most important things any parent can do is make sure their kids get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. This means physical activity can help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup, the total technology show for small to medium-sized businesses. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless services. For those that are just tuning into this show, this is a technology show. We talk about telecommunications. We talk about IT infrastructure. Everything from phone service to internet connectivity, wireless devices to network security. All geared in the focus around small to medium-sized business. We have our co-host again, the guys from BlueNet, Adam and Arlen. Good morning.
Charlie, how's it going? Good morning.
Charlie, how are you?
Fantastic. Big Gopher win yesterday for those that are Gopher fans in the audience.
It was fantastic. I listened to it on the radio.
One more win to bowl seat, or one more to bowl eligibility. Now, guys, we have a special guest from CBON Communications. Actually, there's two. We have Ken Lemire from Stillwater. Ken, how you doing?
Doing good.
And all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, Chris Gatch, the Chief Technology Officer from CBON Communications. Chris, are you there?
I am. Hey, guys.
Good morning. How's the weather down there?
Beautiful today. A little crisp and very nice.
Well, I think fall is finally upon us up here in Minnesota. So the seasons have now turned. So before we get started, we have our topic of today. We're going to be talking about CBON Communications, who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring with your products and services in the marketplace. But I just want to quick touch on a couple different things, a couple updates that we've talked about over the last couple weeks. First off, on the wireless side, guys, remember we had the iPhone 5, right?
Yeah, absolutely, the 5S.
The 5S?
Yes.
We are taking orders for that, so if you guys have any questions, please give us a call. You can call us to order up the device if you want at 952-513-2149. 952-513-2149, very popular new phone. So if you guys are in the audience and you're looking for that phone, please give us a call. And we talked about the 15 for 50 program. Give Telecom Warehouse a call, and we need 15 minutes of your time to quote out your services. If we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we're gonna cut you a check for $50 right on the spot. There's no obligation. There is really no risk. Just give us a call at 952-513-2149. We'll come out there. We'll evaluate your telecom services, whether it's landline services, mobile services, and if we can't package a bundle that saves you guys money, we'll cut you a check for $50. So because of the popularity that we've talked about over the last couple weeks on the show, we've discussed cloud services, we've discussed managed services, we've discussed cloud voice, and we've discussed hosted voice. Because of the popularity on that topic, this is literally right up CBON Communications alley. Is it not, Chris?
Definitely. Yep.
Tell us, who is CBON Communications?
Well, we're a managed services provider. We specialize in communications and cloud infrastructure for small and mid-sized businesses. We've got a full range of storage and virtualization products and communication services that we, you know, offer directly to SMBs. Been in business about 14 years. Actually started as a venture-funded company in 1999 and went public in 2005. And today we're about a $470 million a year company with approximately 1,700 employees. And we offer our services across the country.
So,
and from the very beginning, we've just been completely focused on small business entrepreneurs and providing our services into that space segment of the market.
You know, Chris, we're broadcasting here in the Twin Cities metropolitan area. When did you come into Minnesota in the Twin Cities? When did you kind of penetrate this marketplace?
Gosh, I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago. Ken, you may remember better than me, but I think it's been at least 3 or 4 years. It's been a good market for us. We've got a good, robust partner channel there, and I've enjoyed our presence in that market.
You know, Chris, when I had started my firm, my consulting firm, I started it back in 2009, and you guys were just taking this market by the storm. Every customer that I would talk to in relative to the Twin Cities was kind of see beyond this, see beyond that. What was the product set that you guys used? And again, you have a variety of product sets, but what was the one that really kind of put you guys on the map?
Yeah, so when we started the company in 1999, we were fairly unique in the market because we were literally, to my knowledge, even today, one of the first companies, in fact, the first company to use an all voice over IP infrastructure to deliver local telephony services. And that enabled us to come to market initially with a product we called Beyond Voice, which was an integrated bundle of voice and data services that provided all of the internet connectivity and voice communication services a small business needed. And that was the flagship product that got us started and really that we built our initial momentum on. And then in 2006, we added mobile into our bundle and really extended the effectiveness of that product, for a number of additional years. And now, we've added into our suite a much more national network focus and a robust portfolio of cloud communications and server infrastructure products. And so today it's more of an integrated value proposition across the infrastructure needs of an SMB. But when we started, it was more communications and data networking, centric. And that's really what we built the bulk of our revenue on, up until about 3 or 4 years ago.
You guys kind of had a vision, and I'll use the term kind of a one-stop shop. I mean, basically you were the first company, if I'm not mistaken, to really kind of bundle in a bunch of value-added services that for the small business market, which happens to be a lot of the listeners in the station, could take advantage of. So not just from a standpoint of their phone lines and their internet connectivity like a T1 and some phone lines, but all the other things that were added to that package that they could take advantage of. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so exactly. Even when we, after we got the initial bundle, started back in 99 and then coming into the early 2000s, we began adding applications into the bundle. So we started with, more basic applications like email and web hosting, and we kept expanding that into storage products for small businesses, desktop security, and the general idea was, one, we wanted to increase the value of the bundle so that it looked like a better value and was a better value for small businesses. But I think more importantly, and this gets to the integrated nature of our solution today, we appreciate the fact that small businesses do not have generally an IT department that can integrate a bunch of different solutions for them. It's not efficient for them to go buy phone service from one provider, data networking from another, servers from yet another, and on down the line. And, this is where, trusted partners like yourselves and CBeyond are really important to help a small business, bring together a range of what's available in the market, the best of what's available, and package it in a way they can consume it at a good value. And so, that's what we've done.
And, as far as your marketplace or the types of businesses that would do business with CBeyond, you've got healthcare, you have technology. I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you have customers across the board, do you not?
We do. It's interesting. When we were, if you go back several years, we literally there wasn't one vertical among small businesses that comprised more than 6% of our of our customer base. So we were very diversified, and that reflected the general applicability of our, bundle before we started adding in, the robust cloud and hosted, communication services. Now that we are selling more of an integrated value proposition with the national network, cloud server infrastructure, and hosted PBX, what we see now is, our value proposition is the strongest, and we're seeing the greatest traction among small businesses that either have, remote worker needs, they're multi-location, or they have compliance needs. And, those are, the areas that, are the strongest now. But even still, it's still a very diversified customer base. And, healthcare is a great example of one where we have a lot of traction, predominantly because, they're very technology-dependent businesses and they have compliance needs around HIPAA. And, we do very well in that space with our product set and understand it very well.
So, Ken, this is a question for you because you're the local channel manager here. The appointments that you and I have been on with customers, they really have been kind of all over the board from manufacturing to insurance to, healthcare. It really doesn't matter. It seems to be that the marketplace that you guys have can suit and fit just about anybody. Is that right?
Yeah, and for the I would agree with that. One thing that we find on both our appointments that we go on is that, you know, customers want a single solution provider that can cover all their needs from voice to other services we provide, like hosted exchange, et cetera. So we're a great fit for a lot of those situations we've been on.
Fantastic. So one of the things that we're going to talk about here, before we get back from the break, we're going to take a quick commercial break, is the value proposition and bundle that CBON provides. We want to be that one-stop shop. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and I'm your host, Charlie Burrell.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Want to build excitement around your church events? Learn what matters most to your students? Find new ways to reach the unchurched? Loyola Spirituality Center invites you to spirituality and social media, from eager skeptic to true believer. National expert Mary Hess will teach you how to use social media effectively. November 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Normandale Lutheran Church in Edina. You get the workshop, lunch, and a guidebook. $75 for Loyola members, $80 for non-members. To register, go to LoyolaSpiritualityCenter.org. That's LoyolaSpiritualityCenter.org.
As parents, one of our greatest concerns for our children is that they get a great education that leads to great opportunity. But too often these days, students have a hard time learning and really understanding math.
My daughter was really having a hard time with math. She was very uncomfortable. She just couldn't learn. She had decided that she just couldn't learn it, and so she just sort of shut down.
At Mathnasium, math experts tutor students using a proprietary and effective curriculum that is tailored to their individual needs, helping students catch up and get ahead in math.
I had heard that they had a good result for people who came in, and we are living proof that that is true. At the end of the term, she had an A. She feels good about what she did because she got the A. I mean, the tutor doesn't come to the test with you. She is learning that she can do it herself, and it's all thanks to Mathnasium.
To see how Mathnasium can empower your child to a better education and better future, visit Mathnasium.com. That's Mathnasium.com. At Mathnasium, we make math make sense.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we were just discussing CBON Communications. We have Ken Lemire here locally in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Ken, how you doing?
Doing great, Charlie.
And Chris Gatch, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Chris, are you there?
I am.
So before the break, we were talking about CBON Communications, kind of who you are, the products and services that you provide. And I want to jump back to a comment that you had made about bundling all the services together relative to places that may not have an IT person or filter them with a lot of different carriers. Talk about those services and products and services that you guys can bundle that really creates a value, because a lot of the listeners here in the audience today are small to medium-sized businesses, that may or may not have an IT person. Talk about that product, that Beyond Office product.
Yeah, sure. So we actually, if you look at our whole product set, we like to talk about it in the four T's. And they're comprised of Total Voice, Total Network, Total Cloud, and then Total Assist. And so before you get down to the bundling, if you think about them, you know, individually, Total Voice is, you know, all of the core voice services you need to run your business. Total Network is, again, a national, you know, network. So if you're multi-location, we can handle you on a national basis. And then we also have very dense local access networks across the country so that we can provide local access at competitive speeds for our customers. And then Total Cloud. And Total Cloud really has two facets. There's the data center side of the equation, which is where we provide, you know, storage services and, you know, compute or server, you know, services so that you can run your applications without having to build out an expensive computer room. And then we have our Total Cloud phone system, which is a host of PBX products. So, again, you can get the communication services, the PBX, you know, communication management services your business needs without having to invest, you know, in an expensive premise-based PBX. And then we bring that together from a service perspective with Total Assist, which is our professional services capability where we primarily focus on helping customers make the transition from the premise to the cloud. So we work either directly with a customer and a lot of times with our partners to complement their own direct involvement to, again, help customers make what can sometimes be a challenging transition, getting from a, you know, on-site hardware-based model to a cloud-based model that most businesses are moving to. And then we bundle, you know, when you think you have those services individually, we start to bundle them together. And so, you know, one of the good examples where we're doing that, we've already talked about our Beyond Voice bundle, which is a voice and data bundle. We have a bundle also that's a great example called Communications on the Go, where we bundle our hosted PBX product with our mobile services to deliver a very, you know, high-value combination that you don't get if you just buy those services, you know, a la carte from a standalone provider.
Let's talk about that. And Ken, maybe you can kind of back me up on this. But, you know, again, back in 2009, I think is when I really started to see in the Minneapolis-St. Paul marketplace, you guys really make a big dent in the market. And it was really bundling all those services. So let's reuse an example for the audience. Let's just say that you're XYZ business and you have a telecom spend of $700 a month. And what that includes is your T1 with carrier A, your internet connection with, you know, carrier B, you have web hosting through, let's say, for instance, like a GoDaddy or some of the other ones, right? What are some other ones?
Rackspace, GoDaddy, Register.com, Network Solutions. So,
and you have a fire. Maybe you don't even have a firewall, or maybe you purchased it, or are spending monthly on a monthly basis.
Probably have someone that you've bought it from, and you know, neglecting to maintain it properly, or you know, potentially
could be consumer grade too.
Yeah.
You know.
And then how about using like a backup, like a Carbonite, right? So you'll have like, so you're spending money on them. You guys, CBeyond, and I forgot about, let's say you have mobile services with, you know, Verizon, for example. CBeyond can bundle all those services under one bill, right?
That's correct. We also do WebEx and audio conferencing in addition to, you know, some of those services you mentioned, hosted voicemail, auto attendant. It's pretty impressive the list that we can handle. And the end goal for the customer is that we end up with a single provider, you know, pay one bill and one place to get all the needs done without having to manage multiple vendors.
Absolutely. Chris, do you want to touch on that at all, or do we kind of hit the nail on the hammer?
Let me give you a good, like in this scenario, let's, you know, elaborate a little further and say not only do they have their, you know, internet requirements that you laid out, but let's just say that they have a, you know, old outdated PBX that they need to, you know, update so that it better handles remote workers, and they're also, again, you know, providing, you know, mobile services for their owners and key employees. And so our Communications on the Go package is a great example of value when you bundle. In that product, you get a T1 for the internet, I believe it's 5 mobile lines, and hosted PBX for your 5 employees for $715 a month. And Ken could, you know, probably make sure I'm right there. But that's a good example when you think about what you would just spend on, you know, standalone full mobile with unlimited text and data like ours has. When you start to think about what you just spend on any one of those services individually, when you look at them together, it's a very good value. And again, more importantly, I think in SMB is, you know, small businesses are becoming more and more dependent on technology, and so small business owners in particular, when they don't have an IT staff to handle this, are having to spend what time they do invest in technology thinking about how they're going to create competitive differentiation. And so what you don't want to be thinking about is the infrastructure that underlies those applications that you need to be competitive. You want the infrastructure to run, and you want to think about how you use the technology to be different, not what you need to run it. And this is where this integration really matters. It's not just in the money you save by putting it together. It's in the time you save to think about the higher order problem.
So that being said, Chris, one of the values is, in addition to bundling the services, is the levels of support and the ease of use to set up these for small businesses. Can you talk about when you guys, let's say a customer engages CBeyond or through the channel like us as an agency, the ease of use that they have in order to deploy these types of services?
Right. Well, you know, that starts with, and I think this is really important, a consultative sales process, because you know a lot of your success is going to be determined in the planning process and a selection of products. So let's just say, for example, you've got an on-site PBX and you've got physical servers that are getting outdated and you need to update them to run the latest, you know, server 2012 image or something like that. You've got to not only think about what the target is I'm going to, but also how you're going to get there, because it is a transformation in how you're using technology to run the applications in your business, and so you've got to think through how you're going to make that migration and of course make sure the price structure is going to work and save you the money that you intended to save. And so, you know, the first thing that we do is, you know, working with partners, engages in the sales process, and we bring in our sales engineers along with our partner to make sure that we've got the right solution for the customer. That's very different than just picking up the phone and calling a public cloud provider like maybe an Amazon, where they just assume you already have a level of expertise and know exactly what you want to buy. That's not what we are. We're about helping the small business craft the right solution. And then, you know, when an order is signed, we then assign a dedicated service coordinator who is going to help make sure that we keep the project on track, moving from, you know, signature to implementation. And then we also have, depending on the complexity of the project, we have design resources that help with things like network design that's just above, you know, real standard off-the-shelf kinds of implementations. We have complex implementation teams. And then if it really requires it, we can use our Total Assist services to provide professional project management. So, you know, all of that goes into that, you know, simplicity, or that, you know, helping through that installation. And then, of course, that kind of, you know, red carpet onboarding really extends into also, you know, a kind of a white glove support model once we get the customer on net.
So those in the audience that are just tuning in, we are live here at the station, 1280 The Patriot. Give us a call if you have questions. We have the expertise here. Give us a call at the station at 651-289-4488. Again, 651-289-4488. We're talking about CBeyond Communications, who is a telecommunications and managed service provider who provides a huge value in the marketplace, not only from the telephony standpoint, but all the managed services. And they can bundle in a variety of different products and services that, again, you can use, not use. It's totally up to you, but they have it in their value package. Guys, I know that Ken, when a few months ago, when we started working together, you know, you guys have really moved to, and again, this isn't just a different type of marketplace, but you're now looking for really high bandwidth opportunities with Ethernet over copper. Can you talk about that, kind of the migration that you've had from, you know, the single T1 to more of the, you know, the enterprise type of businesses?
Yeah, definitely. I think the bandwidth needs for even small business customers have really grown. I mean, just by nature, even small businesses require more bandwidth than they used to. And the one nice thing about our nice bundles that Chris has mentioned is we offer a great different access type options as well. So we have Ethernet, fiber, T1 would be examples of ways that we provide dedicated circuits that, you know, have guaranteed level of service commitments that we provide to our customers.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the enterprise with CBeyond. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is Charlie Burrell.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Doesn't everybody want to save money on their cellular service? I know I do. That's why I call the trusted professionals at Mobile Link Wireless. Locally owned and operated, Mobile Link Wireless showed me how I can save money on my monthly service and get the newest devices on the market. Because they work with all the cellular companies, Mobile Link found me the best cell plan based on my needs. So give them a call at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We've been the last, if you're just tuning into the show right now, we've been talking to Chris Gatch and Ken Lemire from CBN Communications. If you have questions about the services, whether it's managed services, bandwidth, or even mobile, give us a call here at the station at 651-289-4488. Before the break, Ken was kind of addressing kind of the change that you guys, Chris, that you've been going through. As far as, you know, from bonded T1s and things like that to a larger bandwidth scale with fiber and Ethernet over copper, what kind of drove that? What drove that need?
Well, at the highest level, you know, the changes, you know, the change in demand from our customers. So, you know, the market just started to shift as small businesses and consumers alike and all companies really started to use more and more, you know, sophisticated applications that, you know, demanded higher levels of bandwidth. The needs of the market just shifted, and, you know, there's a saying in the industry that, you know, 10 meg is the new T1, and so we've really focused on making sure that, you know, that our backbone has the capacity to handle the increasing needs that we see from the market as well, and most importantly, that we have more and more local access options where we can get at least 10 meg of symmetric bandwidth available to small businesses, in many cases even more. And so, as Ken mentioned, we're doing that with kind of a combination of technologies, both fiber and Ethernet First Mile, which is a technology that uses a traditional copper access network to deliver higher speeds than were possible before using that platform.
So the thing that I've done with Ken, and when we've gone on appointments, we're always kind of diagnosing the customer, trying to find out a little bit more about what they're using for their IT infrastructure,
their bandwidth needs. And you guys have a tremendous value right now with kind of like the more you buy from CBeyond, the better value you're going to get. In other words, let's say, for instance, the customer wants to do cloud services. You're going to give them a lower price on the bandwidth as a bundle. So the more they buy, the more that they get. Talk about that.
Yep, that's right. We have a promotion that we call Cloud On-Ramp, and it's exactly that, that if you procure from CBeyond cloud services, which, again, encompasses not only our Total Cloud phone system that, allows you to replace your legacy PBX with a cloud-based system, but also all of our cloud, virtual cloud data center products, that Total Cloud data center products that allow you to move your applications into the data center. So when you purchase those services, in many cases, we'll bring the bandwidth necessary to connect to those applications for free. So good example. With our Cloud On-Ramp promo, if you spend $550 a month on cloud services with CBeyond, we will bring 10 meg of symmetric bandwidth to your business included in that price.
So from the examples that we've used locally here in the Twin Cities, generally that, and Ken, you can kind of attest to that, the bandwidth of a 10 meg plus the services generally is less money than what the customer is spending just for traditional phone and internet, is it not?
Yeah,
it's like they get the cloud for free.
Yeah, I get a lot of weird looks when I tell them we're going to give them. I guess you can look at it either way. You can look at it as your free cloud spend with you're paying 10 meg, or you can look at it as you're getting a free 10 meg and with the cloud spend. So
it's all included.
Either way, it's a great value, and obviously we've had some great traction on the appointments we've been on.
Chris, from a technology standpoint, you guys have CBeyond has been kind of a visionary with the managed services. I think one of the things that locally that I can attest for here in the Twin Cities marketplace is you guys were kind of the first people to provide an SLA on your SIP products. And basically, your SIP PBX phones, you were able to put your label, package it together, and sell that with a variety of different PBX, different types of solutions. Where others were still doing testing and such. Talk about that. How could you guys do that? The Mitels, the ShoreTels, and packaging your name on that and providing QoS.
Yeah, so that this is an interesting story. So if to answer that question, you've actually got to go back to mid-2000, which when you looked around the market, premise-based PBXs at that time we're going through, a significant evolution. And, if you think about phone systems in general, we had the traditional PBXs and key systems that a lot of small businesses use where you plugged in analog lines or you plugged in, if they were big enough, a PRI or a digital interface. And then as voice over IP started to emerge, what happened is premise-based systems, systems that you bought and installed in your business location, started to evolve from traditional analog or digital systems into IP-based systems. And so when we were looking at the market in mid-2000s, we were trying to figure out how to address that trend. And we said, well, we're all voice over IP service provider, and PBXs are becoming IP PBXs. Therefore, how can we build a product that will complement the deployment of IP PBXs? And the first answer to that was, well, we should connect to them natively via IP so that we can get and take advantage of a more robust feature set that isn't reduced when you use the old legacy technology but is maintained when we go IP to IP. So that's where SIP trunking came in. SIP is a protocol called Session Initiation Protocol that basically instructs the phone network on one side and the phone system on the other side how to set up and tear down calls. And it became a standard of how you connect an IP PBX to an IP network. And we delivered a bundle based on that. It was called Beyond Voice with SIP Connect. We certified a number of different PBXs like Mitel that you mentioned.
And you guys were ahead of the ball game on there because you had certified many of the different models and brands out there before, a lot of the other providers or ISPs. Is that correct?
Definitely. In fact, we actually authored, and I was principally involved in authoring, the interconnection standard called SIP Connect, which ultimately moved into a standards organization called the SIP Forum, which I served on the board of for 6 years. And so, not only were we among the very first to offer that type of product, but literally we helped drive the standardization of that offer in the industry.
So two things on that front. SIP, I've seen, is a very important protocol when you're trying to connect the on-site PBX and using some of the maybe the digital phones or the analog phones that are on-site. Is that still true of the product that you have now? Because I know a lot of other phones now are using SIP-based handsets and connecting those
right.
in. Can you speak a little bit about that and how that works today?
Yeah, so what happened if you continue that evolution we were talking about? So we had initially analog and digital phone systems, and then the equipment market evolved to IP. And now the transformation that's happening is customers are getting away from buying the equipment at their business location altogether, and the phone system functionality is being provided in the cloud. So these are products that are called hosted PBX or cloud-based PBX. And so now all you need at your business location is the phones. If you want desk phones, if you don't want desk phones, you can use your PC or you can use your mobile phone as a client. And yes, in our case and in many cases, the protocol that's being used between the handset and the phone system in the cloud is SIP. And that's the case in our product as well. So instead of connecting using SIP to a PBX on site, it's now just SIP directly to a handset.
So a small customer
needed on site.
So a customer that, say, acquires a third or a fourth location and is trying to meld it into their operations by acquisition, the CBion yep. proposition allows them to maybe transition a little bit gradually into that.
Right. So say you buy a new location. The nice thing is you don't have to deploy an entirely new phone system and do all of the base configuration that goes along with a phone system and incur the expense. You just buy the handsets that are necessary for the employees at that site, and you just extend the phone system that's in the cloud you're already using for your other locations. And with CBion, that's different than other providers who only provide the phone system. We can also bring the bandwidth at that incremental business location, and that's important because we can guarantee the quality of service that a customer receives. So instead of running your voice over the public internet where there's no guarantee of quality, we can run that over one of our private network connections where we can ensure that we're taking the call all the way from the phone at the customer site to the public phone network in a controlled manner where we can ensure the quality of service.
So, Chris Adam with BlueNet, wondering if you can talk about what if that customer has that existing PBX, maybe it's an IP system, they have maybe a Cisco phone sitting on their desk or a Polycom. Are you guys able to transition using those existing handsets?
In many cases, we support both Polycom and Cisco handsets and a pretty wide range of models. Not every model that they've made in the past,
but
a pretty wide range of what's popular. Yeah.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Chris. We're going to take a quick commercial break here.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I want you to just put that hold on thought, and we'll address it right when we come back from a quick commercial break. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, great.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Hello, this is Kevin Waterston with the Cremation Society of Minnesota. Again this year, the Cremation Society is proud to be a sponsor of the We Salute Our Veterans program at Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Saturday, November 16th at 10 a.m. The keynote speaker this year is Dave Rover. He's a scarred, decorated Vietnam veteran. At the height of the Vietnam War, he joined the U.S. Navy and served as a riverboat gunner in the elite Brown Water Black Beret. 8 months into his tour of duty, Dave was burned beyond recognition when the phosphorus grenade he was poised to throw exploded in his hand. The ordeal left him hospitalized for 14 months, where he underwent numerous major surgeries. His survival and life are miraculous.
We salute our veterans as a free program. However, tickets are required to attend. An optional lunch is provided afterwards for those who register in advance when ordering tickets. Lunch for veterans and active military members and their families is free. All others will pay $10. Call Grace Church and reserve your tickets at 952-224-3060. That's 952-224-3060.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell. Just before the break, Adam had a question for Chris. Go for it. What were we talking about here?
Yeah, so Chris, I had asked the question, what if that customer had a newer PBX, IP-based? They had maybe some Cisco phones that are within 3 to 5 years old, maybe some Polycom. You were going down the road of potentially reusing those phones and transitioning them to your product. If you want to further elaborate on that.
That's right. You framed the question well. I mean, we were talking about SIP earlier, and the nice thing about SIP is it's a standards-based protocol. So in many cases, a phone that you're using for your own site PBX can be transitioned to, you know, a cloud provider and to CBeyond. So in our case, you said it, we support a pretty broad range of Cisco and Polycom phones, which, gosh, are probably, you know, well over 80% of the market out there in terms of IP phones.
Chris, this is Arlen with BlueNet. I do have a question. Why would somebody want to do that? What are the benefits of reusing those modern handsets, but why would you want to get rid of that existing PBX?
Well, what we're seeing in terms of, you know, people that are moving to the cloud is, one, getting rid of the maintenance requirement that comes along with an on-site PBX. So let's just take off the table for a second, you're in an end of life of a system and it's just due for a replacement anyways. What we're finding beyond that is people who have very strong requirements, particularly around remote workers, that want to move to a system in the cloud. So cloud-based systems do a really good job of handling multi-location businesses elegantly because it's all from the same system, and so you're administering users across all your sites from the same platform. And then a lot of the, you know, new cloud PBX products, and ours in particular also, has really good mobile capabilities. So we have clients that you can use on your mobile phone and basically receive and place calls using your business identity from your mobile phone. And so features like that, that people are looking at going, hey, my existing phone system doesn't have that, and for what I'm spending just maintaining this system on site and eventually working toward accruing enough, you know, savings to be able to replace it eventually anyways, I can go to a cloud-based system, and that's what's happening. And when you're able to reuse the phones, it makes it even that much more attractive because you don't have to remake that investment of, you know, maybe $1 to $250 a phone that, you know, you made when you bought your on-site system.
Chris, this is Charlie here. I've got a kind of an observation that, you know, we rep multiple different companies at Telecom Warehouse, and right. A lot of the carriers that do hosted voice are obviously using the BroadSoft services, the BroadSoft switch. One of the downsides to a lot of providers is that remote salespeople can't actually use a remote phone that they can plug it in on a bring your own type of bandwidth from their remote locations. How are you guys able to do that and actually provide that mobility?
Yeah, so Unlike a lot of our competitors, we do have a mobile offer. So we actually provide CBON mobile services, and we haven't built and we don't own our own mobile network, but we have a very deep partnership that allows us to provide a mobile service under our own brand. It's our own phones. We provide the phones. We configure them and ship them to the customers. We provide the technical support and literally do everything around our mobile offer except invest in towers that are necessary to for the phones to connect to. And so with that, with that tight integration of the mobile device, we have a client called the CBON Communicator that allows users on their mobile device to receive calls from their from their business identity, from their business phone number, and most importantly, they can place calls with that identity. So if you're a doctor and you're at home on the weekend and you have to take a patient call, you get a call out for a patient, you can call from your mobile phone or even your home phone using our desktop client and present your business phone identity so that that person doesn't get your personal numbers that you don't want given out in the caller ID.
And so let's just use a real live example. Let's say we have Bob's Plumbing and Heating here in the Twin Cities, and they have five remote plumbers that are out in the field. A call comes into their office, transfers out to their cell phone. They literally can accept that call, place another call, transfer the call back using this mobile communicator. It's literally like a phone on their desk. Is that correct?
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, literally, it's like they're sitting at their desk with a physical phone. They can receive calls on their business phone number. I said most importantly and different than most offers, they can place calls using that business identity. They can extension dial just like they're in the office. All of those capabilities are there.
And can you use this on a day-to-day basis, do you not?
I do. It's phenomenal. I've got a Droid that I use it on. We have it available for iPhones as well, but very easy to use. It looks just like the dial pad on your normal, dialing from your normal mobile phone, but it's a separate dial pad that has all of your business contacts, all of your call history. So if you were gone on vacation for a week and you opened up the app, you would actually see all the call history coming in, going from your extension.
And let me give you two more use cases that I found helpful using the client. One is you can also make calls over the Wi-Fi connection on your phone. So most importantly, it doesn't require Wi-Fi. You can still make a call using your business identity with the regular cellular radio in your phone. However, sometimes, and recently I was on vacation in a vacation rental that I didn't have cell coverage in, but they did have a Wi-Fi connection. And so I was still able to receive calls on my mobile phone and place calls using the Wi-Fi connection, which I found convenient. And here's another one. Let's say that you're a car dealership, and all of your salespeople are constantly handing out their mobile number. And the problem with that is that they hand their mobile number to a client. The next week, maybe they don't work for you anymore, and worse than that, they go to work for a competitor. And that contact information that's been given to a client has gone with that person to your competitor. And so what we recommend using our cloud-based phone system is always tell your employees to hand out their business identity and then say, yes, look, we know you want to use your mobile, but use the CBON Communicator client and use that mechanism to have your calls to your business number route down to your mobile device. And that way, when they leave, your business number stays with you and all that customer calls that coming in aren't going to the employee that used to be with you and is now with someone else.
Chris, this is Arlen with BlueNet. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I wanted to touch on something that you said earlier, which is pretty exciting about the life cycle events of your technology not being a driving factor to the cloud. On the voice side, it sounds like the value of having some of the new tech and some of the new features and off-putting that maintenance piece is of huge value. Tell us about some of the pieces from the data side of what people are bringing into the CBON cloud.
Yeah. Well, at a high level, what's happening is people are not deploying on-site servers like they used to. So today, if you have an application that you need to run to power your business, maybe it's a patient management application for a doctor's office or a point-of-sale system for a restaurant, where traditionally you would have deployed a server to run the to run that application at your business, customers now are just turning up servers in our cloud and Total Cloud Data Center and running those applications from the cloud, which means employees at all of their business locations can access the application equally without having to pump up the bandwidth at one particular site to handle it within your own network. It has reliability even when the connection at one business location might be down, it's still up in the cloud and works. And most importantly, you avoid all of the upfront cost and maintenance associated with, you know, maintaining a server. So just think of all the things that go into servers, code updates and security and all of that is you know, something now that you've outsourced where you just focus on the application. So very similar value proposition to cloud phone system, a much wider range of use cases when you think about servers because there are so many applications that run on them. But the net effect is small businesses are just not deploying and choosing to deploy physical infrastructure anymore. They're relying on other people to take that complexity so they can focus on the apps and strategy of technology that really makes them different.
You guys are a big Cisco and a big Microsoft player, partner. Talk about that.
We are. You know, we've been a Cisco partner since we began our business. Cisco actually invested in our business when we first started in 2000, in 1999 and 2000, and they were a critical partner to our success and remain so today. We work with them a lot, not only in their supply of technology to us, but also jointly going to market together in our channels. And then the same thing with Microsoft. You know, as we've moved into the cloud space, we've evolved from not only being a hosted exchange provider that we've been for, I think, since 2007, but have a partnership with them for all of the server products that we bring to market that run the Microsoft Windows operating system.
So if you're a small to medium-sized business and you're in the marketplace, let's kind of recap, guys. CBN can do your T1 services. They can do your Microsoft Exchange server. They can do your cloud servers. They can do your mobile services. They can do your web and email hosting. They can provide your firewall all bundled in.
Bandwidth, local
They can provide
bandwidth.
Your local bandwidth. What else, Ken? What am I missing?
Well, for wide area networks, for multi-sites, we provide private networks, you know,
so
for those
MPLS,
customers.
You yep. can do MPLS. You can do cloud voice. That's.
Yep.
Am I missing something?
And mobile. and your mobile.
Yeah. It's like kind of like there's what else is left?
Well, there is actually – you got about 50% of it, so.
So there's more. What else do I need to know? Or what else does the audience need to know?
You know, we also do, you know, like I mentioned, WebEx conferencing. We do voice mailboxes. There's a lot of smaller items that a lot of business people just don't think about, but, you know, they ultimately might have to be another vendor, another invoice, just another thing that we could wrap it all together.
So, Ken, what does that leave in the customer's hands other than writing that one check to the one vendor at the end of the day? What does a customer, you know, like Bob's Plumbing, what's on their shoulders left from the IT side?
You know, what's left for them is, you know, we still work with local partners and integrators, you know, that recommend our services. In fact, in Minneapolis, that is our biggest source of partnership is managed service providers and consultants like the Telecom Warehouse that recognize the needs for the customer and they find where we're a good fit. And it's like when Charlie sees we've got a customer out there with multiple needs that are a great fit for us, he picks up the phone and brings us in and then understands what that customer's needs are. And then, you know, so we can customize a solution that has multiple. You know,
yeah, sometimes it's not just about savings. I mean, obviously, the value of going into a business is, can we simplify things for them? You know, it's always nice to save companies money and services, but if we can provide, you know, kind of a one-stop shop or a better value on the dollar, it's kind of like the Walmart theory, right? You get more for less. I mean, that's sure. The Walmart or the Sam's Club, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of what CBN is doing. Well, Chris,
you know, and the key thing that's left, yes, you know, kind of what's left is it's the applications that ultimately the business runs that, you know, their business processes depend on. So while we provide all of the infrastructure that they need to communicate and they need to host their applications, and we'll even manage the applications that are core like Hosted Exchange, but then typically what we find is, you know, the part that's left is that key business application, the patient management system, the point of sale system, you know, the actual you know, tool that they're using to run their business, which is typically supported by a partner.
Absolutely.
And that allows them to focus on that and not the infrastructure.
Well, Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Ken, you as well. Thank you guys for tuning into the show this week, Telecom Soup. This is
It's a special night with Triple Espresso, a highly caffeinated comedy at the Music Box Theater on Tuesday, November 26th. This special show will feature the founding members, Bob Stromberg, Michael Pierce Donnelly, and Bill Arnold, as Hugh Butternut, Buzz Maxwell, and Bobby Bean. You don't want to miss this night. Special discounted tickets available for Patriot listeners. All tickets are just $22.50. Get your tickets today, as the show is filling up fast. Order online at am1280thepatriot.com.
Hey, Mike Rogers here, along with Mike Woodley for the Sensible Energy Hour, a brand new show we're bringing to the Patriot. Mike Woodley, an energy talk show on a conservative station?
Do we throw you there for a second? Can't blame you. But that's what we're doing, because we're talking about not only saving the planet, but at what cost. And yes, we'll talk about energy topics that make environmental, but most importantly, economic sense. Check out our website, SensibleEnergyHour.com.
The Sensible Energy Hour premieres Saturday, October 26th at 3, right here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.